Another time, I was at the Walla Walla State Penitentiary around Christmas, and it was to, well, just visit these people at Christmas time. And I spent the day inside, maximum security, minimum security, protective custody, and back in maximum security. So I was back in maximum security with another meeting in the evening, and I'd gotten to know some of them in the morning session. And I thought I'd speak on bitterness in the evening session. And one of these inmates said to me, raised his hand, said, "How do you get rid of bitterness toward a man who beat up your 3-year-old son unmercifully? How do you get rid of it?" So I told him how to get rid of it. And I said, "And when you get rid of it, you'll be able to help this man once it's gone out of you, so he won't do that anymore." I said, "No, he can't change." I said, "Yes, he can." He said, "No, he can't." I said, "Why not?" He said, "He's not with us anymore. He had murdered him. And that's why he was in maximum security." But he was still bitter. And if this guy had come back to life, he'd have killed him again. In other words, expressing bitterness doesn't get rid of bitterness. Another guy in the same meeting, he'd also killed somebody. And he killed somebody because he was bitter toward him, because he lied to the police about an offense that he hadn't committed. So he went ahead and committed one and, you know, killed the guy. And he was still bitter. Expressing bitterness doesn't get rid of bitterness. It just spreads it around. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. It describes bitterness as a root. A root is something underground. You normally can't see it, but it doesn't mean it isn't doing something. It's feeding, it's drinking in, but it has a nature to it, it has a character to it. And so if it's a wheat root, it comes to the surface and bears fruit. If it's an apple root, it comes to the surface and bears apples. In other words, the fruit it bears is the same as the root. And he said, this is a bitter root. And it's a failure of the grace of God if this bitter root springs up. Because when it springs up, it's going to bear fruit, and it's going to defile many people. Have you ever been in some sort of society, like a working society or a school society, where bitterness went through the place like a prairie fire? Where all of a sudden everybody's bitter? Have you ever been in a place like that? How about a Baptist church? Okay. Now, how did that happen? Somebody decided to share. It defiles many people. You make everybody else bitter. Now, sharing it, it does not get rid of it. It just spreads it. And if you're good at it, these people will choose up sides with you. One of the major problems with anybody is that when you listen to a story, they want you to side up with them. They load up this case. And it's easy to do, to agree with them. And then you hear the other side, you're not even sure they're talking about the same event. But if you talk to the person about the person who's doing the talking to you, and not about the other person, they don't like it. Because you're not going to share in the bitterness. This is why gossip goes around like this to everybody except the person who could stop it. They don't gossip to people who stop gossip. They will only talk to people who will help communicate it, help spread it. Any point I really want to make is that bitterness is not based upon anybody else's sin. It's my own sin and mine only. Does that mean the other person wasn't in sin? No, just the other person might be in sin. But on the other hand, the other person may be innocent. You just think they're in sin. And you've got so much circumstantial evidence that you've got right to be bitter forever. But you don't have any right, even if what you thought was true, but in most cases it probably isn't true. You cannot get rid of it by expressing it. You cannot get rid of it by suppressing it, keeping it inside. Dr. Grocki, have you ever known anybody who was bitter? Does it have any physical symptoms? They've been bitter for a long time? What kind of physical symptoms could a person get from being bitter for 20 years?
Heart problems?
Peptic ulcers? Peptic ulcers?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
I think
okay.
Ultimately you can probably cause many medical problems from...
Many, all kinds of things. Because you just set up your body to encourage anything bad. Okay, arthritis, colitis. In other words, we'd be a lot healthier physically if we could get rid of bitterness. And we would forgive each other with compassion, tender-hearted. One of the ways to keep from being getting bitter is this little mechanic. Think of this little formula. You say, how would I feel if I said something like that? And you'd say, I'd feel awful. Oh, then he must feel awful. That poor guy. I wonder what I can do for him, that he wouldn't feel so awful. But that's not what we think. You say, he did it to me. We don't say, he did it to him. But that's, if I said something that evil, I'd feel awful. So if he said something that evil to me, he must feel awful. That poor guy, I wouldn't be in his shoes for anything. In other words, you end up having compassion for this person who would normally make people bitter. It doesn't need to make you bitter because this sort of thing shouldn't hurt.